Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is 6:07. We've reached Wednesday morning. It is June 4th. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Ooh, hot one today. Coming up on the Jen and Tim Show, we will have Stevie on the socials. A snake update also as well at 7 o'clock.
We have the snake has caused so much drama in my neighborhood. I'm afraid I'm going to have to move out. All right, not really, but there's a major snake. There is a major snake update today.
Snake at the house.
Snake living in a box with a heating pad in my garage because of my son and husband.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show, pushing almost 90 degrees today. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
So there is a controversial topic that was going viral on TikTok, especially in the beauty influencer space, of the right order to get ready in the morning. I guess it's a big deal. Like the people, they were getting defensive over the way people get ready.
Like what you do first, like whether you get dressed or your makeup or your hair, all that kind of stuff.
The main three were hair, makeup, and outfit.
Yeah, there's a clear way to do it.
I feel like there's a clear ending. The other two, I don't care which order you do it.
Oh, really? I figured it was, there's one way to do it and that's it, per person. Like you would, like you have a way, you have a way. Anybody listening has a way. Like you either agree, disagree, you have a way and you go with that and you don't veer from it.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we just do the same thing every day.
Have a routine, here it is, and don't push back.
You don't think anything of it until everyone online was debating who's right.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about this next.
You might not think much about how you get ready in the morning because you have your routine and you stick to it. Well, it's been a huge topic of discussion on TikTok, especially from beauty influencers, of the order that you get ready. They want to know what you do in these three steps, specifically your hair, your makeup, and your outfit. So everyone was debating and giving their reason for the order, but everyone's was different, which shocked me. I kind of thought people did things the same. I don't know, where you just had your order, you stuck to it. I didn't think people would care so much, but it caused some debates. The two orders I saw most were hair, makeup, and then outfit, or makeup, hair, outfit. But it always seemed outfit was last. Which I fully agree with.
Right. You don't want to get the makeup on the outfit.
Well, it's not even, I don't even wear makeup. For me, if I put an outfit on before I actually get ready, like fix my hair, fix my eyebrows, I hate it. No matter what outfit I wear, I'm going to hate it if I'm not together. So, like, I got to do the hair.
It has to be the final touch.
Yes. That way I can see what the outfit's actually going to look like.
Yes. It's the full look.
Yeah.
It's the full look.
You can't be outfit before.
Yeah. In the outfit, messed up hair, your face is like everything is not set and situated.
Exactly.
See, from a guy that wears just short hair, why is hair not last?
Because
I mean, seriously, I don't know. Like,
because then you won't like your outfit.
Yeah, and for me, it's like it takes the longest, gotcha, probably between that and me. So I go in that order: hair, makeup, outfit.
Is that what you do? Okay.
Yeah.
So you hair. Don't do.
Because I bet
hair is first. Not
hair
makeup.
Is first because okay. I feel okay. like it takes the longest and it has to set, and if you have to tweak, and then you have to like gently clip it back to get the makeup done, you know, the right way because you've now fixed your hair.
Okay.
And then the outfit.
What about the people that wake up first thing to do is get dressed? Is that just wrong?
Yeah, that's wrong. I don't. You can't do that.
Well, I asked ChatGPT what AI has to say about the proper order to get ready. They gave me a very in-depth list of everything you should do. There's even some added things on here that I didn't even know what you're supposed to do.
We have to get to that next. And if you have a comment, you can shoot us a DM easy. Hair, makeup, outfit, what is your order? We would love to get to that as well as ChatGPT. So wait, are you both in agreement with hair, makeup, outfit in that order or no? It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
That's me. That's right.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
You would do it too. I just didn't remember if you answered. So that's
outfit
what we're talking
for
about.
Sure last.
What did ChatGPT say?
So they did a whole breakdown of the proper way to get ready in the morning in general. So the first thing is wake up and use the bathroom. Step two, I never even thought of. Splash your face with water. Step three, skincare. Step four, brush your teeth. Step five, shower. Step six, dry off and apply deodorant. Then seven, hair care and styling, then get dressed, and then makeup and breakfast.
I have a major issue with that.
I have a lot of issues, too. Why are, like...
Wait, the order, or just...
The order.
Okay, what's the order? Tell me what the issue with the order is.
I don't like the immediately putting on deodorant after the shower, still wet.
Yeah, you're a little soggy. Yeah,
you gotta wait a minute.
Hashtag moist pits.
Well, you have to blow dry your body. You have to blow dry your entire body.
You blow dry your body?
That is weird.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't even use a blow dryer.
I have to be completely dry before I close... Yeah, but there's still a moistening.
Please, 216-343-1021. Do you blow dry your body?
Do you just use like the handheld hair?
Yes. Every dot of every part of my body is dry. Like, I don't want any moisture when I put on clothes. Like, can you put on your...
Well, yeah, it's what the towel's for. You don't have to go...
No, the towel... Hair care before getting dressed.
Hair care before getting dressed.
Yeah, so while you're just like air drying. Drying.
I like an extra dry of the body with that. But my issue was not that. My issue was with where. Sorry, I didn't mean to stun you guys.
I want to make sure that every dot of every piece of my body is dry. I think it was just the detail of it.
I don't
was,
think I used that deep voice tone when I said it.
Well, you probably didn't because that's my voice.
That's your.
So I doubt you sounded like that.
It was the order of brushing the teeth. That is an immediate for me. Like, sometimes it's even before going to the bathroom. Like, I need to brush my teeth right away.
I got to wake up and use the bathroom.
You got to do teeth brushing before your skincare.
Star 102, do you blow dry your body?
You know, I do under my.
Uh-oh. Okay. Yeah. Star 102. No. Family show.
See, it's a thing. You should try.
I almost started sweating. That was the first call in. I went rogue and took that.
You should try it.
Blow dry my body?
It sounds lovely. I'm not knocking the procedure. Oh. I just never thought about this.
I think I'd burn myself.
No.
I think so, too. As a hairy individual, I think that I might actually combust.
That makes me nervous.
Like, if I had a little too close to the combustibles.
Some of the hair dryers have the...
If I singe because of this break... I'm letting you know right now.
No.
There's a fire in Menor.
Listen, doesn't your hair hold the moisture a little longer, too? Don't you want to blow dry that?
I have never had a moist incident. I just feel like it's been fine.
I have never just dried my hair with blow dryer. Very rarely do I do
your
that.
Your hair?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let alone my body.
Your body, you should try it. I'm telling you, you guys, you will feel extra fresh. It is a wonderful experience. Blow dry your body today. And you can
do you blow dry your body?
I don't blow dry my body, but I stand in front of the fan.
Yeah, same concept.
You stand in front of what fan?
Same concept.
What fan? Like a box fan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You stand in the room, whatever fan you
have.
Do you
do like a 360 in front of it?
Yeah, you got to stand there and you got to dry every crevice.
Yes, you're not going to put on your...
The crevice... Well, I was not expecting... People are trying to eat their Wheaties, and it's 6:50 in the
people
morning.
People still eat Wheaties?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. Whatever. We're talking about crevices and moist spots and this and combustibles. I don't even know.
I'm telling you. You got to try it.
Kevin wants in on this. Kimberly wants in on this. Jennifer wants in on this. Once again, do you blow dry your body? 216-343-1021. I am very curious about this. Blow dry that body. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorite.
I do it when I get out of the shower. It's a delight. I've done it for years. I wanted to tell you Nate does it too, but he has a name for it. He calls it CDP. It's his CDP out of the shower. And do you want to take a guess what CDP stands for? You want me to just tell you?
No, I don't want to get.
It is crucial drying period. It's the crucial drying period. After you shower, you got to go through CDP.
You need to get one of those things they have at Cedar Point.
That would be amazing.
You know?
After you get out of like the Thunder Canyon thing or whatever, where they have the entire
water ride in there.
That actually dries your insides.
Yeah.
That thing dries your lungs. your pancreas comes out. You are like, my liver is actually thoroughly dried, and I don't know if that's good for you. Forget about not drinking in January. Go through one of those things at Cedar Point. Boom, done.
Go back at it. Do not say your liver is dry.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good morning to you. It's the Jed and Tim Show. It's a Wednesday morning. It's June 4th, pushing almost 90 degrees. We'll have a high of 89 degrees today. On the way at 735, we have a round of Trump Tui brought to you by Apex Skin. Not only would you win the limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt, but also a $50 Apex Skin gift card.
2 days ago on the Jed and Tim Show, I told the story of Slider Dave, a snake my son found that was injured, showed to my husband, and they have been trying to nurse it back to health via a heating pad and a cardboard box in my garage, which has been the worst experience of life for me. He had it dangling from his finger. I screamed. I slammed the door in my 11-year-old's face. It was a whole thing. My son named the snake Slider Dave. Well, the word of Slider Dave has spread through the neighborhood, so causing havoc everywhere. Did you ever think a snake could cause so much trouble? Honestly, yes, I did. I get a text from my neighbor Bernadette the other day that says, hey, I got to work. I was bombarded at the nurse's station. They told me I needed to move and to tell you that you need to burn your house and your shed down because my husband and son told me and lied, I found out later, that they put the snake behind the shed in the cardboard box. Then I take my dog Millie for a walk later that day, and I run into my neighbor Suzanne and her dog Bacon. And what does she say to me? Hey, my daughter Morgan told me she heard something about a snake that's living in your garage. What's going on in this neighborhood? So now I'm becoming the snake lady in the neighborhood.
You are. We forget how many people listen to this show.
That's exactly what it is. I'm telling you and Stevie a story.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, everybody knows about the snake.
Slider Dave is real.
Slider Dave is real.
Becomes a thing.
Well, then I told Suzanne and Bacon, I said, well, if you... That's a great name, Bacon, by the way.
I know,
isn't it great? Her dog is so cute.
What kind of dog is Bacon, do you know?
It's a doodle, like maybe a golden doodle.
That's a great name.
But like a small doodle. Oh my gosh, she's so cute. She is. I don't know if it's a girl or a boy or dog. Anyway, I told him, I said, if you want to go meet Slider Dave, it's right there in the garage. My husband and son lied to me. They said they took him out of the garage because I parked there. They said, oh, we put him behind the shed. They didn't, because all of a sudden he was back in my garage again. So yesterday afternoon, Max comes home from school, and there's a Slider Dave update. And apparently, the update has to do with the positioning of Slider Dave and where he was stored overnight.
Oh! Happy or not happy about this?
Oh, I'm happy.
Oh, okay!
I feel bad saying that.
Okay, a happy update. Slider Dave. That would be another shirt that would be available in the Jen and Tim Show store if possible. Slider Dave, it's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
The snake that's living at my house on my heating pad that will now be thrown away. Slider Dave, Max, my 11-year-old that found Slider Dave and has been caring for the injured snake with my husband, comes home from school yesterday. He tells me, Mom, Dad said today's the day we got to get rid of Slider Dave. Like, they're going to release him into the wild because it's become a thing now, because they bring him back into the garage during the day thinking I won't care and put him on the heating pad. And then at night they take him out because they know I'm going in the garage in the morning and I don't want to see Slider Dave when I wake up and get in my car to come to work. Apparently, when Slider Dave was taken out in the evening in his cardboard box that he couldn't get out of, that's how badly injured. The snake was injured when they found him. The box blew over in the middle of the night, flung Slider Dave out, I guess, and Slider Dave is no longer.
What?
Slider Dave has left this earth.
Well,
Slider Dave's gone.
I didn't see this coming.
I know, I'm sorry.
If you're listening on your smart speaker or through your app or in your car. Can we have a moment of silence?
Yes. Okay, that's good. Rest in peace, Slaughter Dave. Max then would like...
You know, though, that they travel in packs.
They
so,
do?
Oh, yeah. So there's probably Slider Sam, Slider
no,
Steve,
not. You're making
Slider
up.
Paul.
Snakes do,
do
not.
Snakes do not. Travel in packs.
Stop it.
We need a snake
no.
expert.
No!
So Jen killed Slider Dave. It's Star 102.
I did not.
Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
You can't say that.
What happened then?
Slider Dave was in his cardboard box, and apparently when he was out over... He was on a heating pad all day... And then at night, I made them take him out of the garage, and his box blew over, and he died, I guess. I just, listen.
You made them
I
put
did
it outside.
I did.
Otherwise, they wouldn't have. And then Slaughter Dave.
Well, that's what Max
thinks. Slithers no more.
He slithers no more. He was an injured snake from the beginning. He was in a box, and he couldn't even get out of the, he couldn't slither out of the box. You know what I mean? Like, he was injured when he was found, and God bless my husband and my 11-year-old son, Max, for trying to help him.
What'd they feed that thing? Any idea?
I don't know.
Like what?
All I know is I saw, shredded paper towels, all over the backyard. I'm like, what is that?
Curious.
And Max was like, that was in with the snake. I don't know.
I brought out the question to be helpful. Do they travel in packs? Just curious.
Why? You're only saying that to scare me.
No, I'm just very curious.
Really?
I'm just curious.
Mm-hmm.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. One of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's 68 degrees in Concord, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. The Greater Cleveland Food Bank announced the launch of their summer meals program for Northeast Ohio children beginning this week. Free breakfasts and lunches will be served in 110 locations throughout the area for children under the age of 18. The Gibson Guitar Company needs help finding something. The iconic guitar from the 1985 film Back to the Future. The stars of the film posted a video looking for help. Is it weird that I thought one of the cast members maybe just took it after the movie to store it in their house? Now they feel guilty.
This is really well done. And I thought to myself, are they spoofing? I don't want to be that guy. And I didn't want to say anything earlier. And I thought to myself, is this thing really missing? Is this like a launch of something else?
Right.
Or I just kind of want to go on record as that, but I also don't want to be that guy.
But so it's a launch of something. Then all of a sudden they find it and it was,
in the basement.
Right,
I don't want
exactly.
to have something.
And then they're going to launch another film. First of all, that movie was great. How do you lose that guitar?
You don't lose the guitar. It's
somewhere.
You can't lose all those. I don't know.
Well, if you have any tips, they literally have a tip line. There's a phone number, and then there's.
Doesn't Michael J. Fox have it?
That's what you would think.
His wife has it.
Or archived somewhere. I don't know.
I just think that's one of those things that you can't lose. It might be one of those. Oh, I wore a jacket or something. Maybe you could lose it, but it's a guitar. Don't you have that in a. Displayed somewhere? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's legitimately lost and I'm way off base. That's too good of a promo.
Somebody get it off the set. It just feels
like somebody didn't pay a stagehand and he took it.
I know. What happened?
I'm taking the guitar.
And Anyway, there's a website. If you know where it is, losttothefuture.com.
Like, why would we know? Why would I, Tim Richards, and Menner know where this guitar is located?
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Oh, you know, like, what? I was at a garage sale with my mother-in-law. I think it's in Concord. I think I saw it.
Or like the stagehand that did take it. Like, he's going to come out and be like, sorry, guys. Yeah. I took this home
one day.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I know.
Didn't know it was yours.
It feels weird. Anyway, I do love the story. I'm curious to see how it plays out. Free fishing days coming up this month here in Ohio, June 14th and 15th. Kids under 16, though, typically can fish free all year.
I wasn't expecting this. I'll be perfectly honest. And even at the start of the show today, I was thinking, you know what, we're going to do something else. You know, we plan. I know it doesn't sound like it. Well, we do have a purpose to the show. We do plan. I do. You can ask my wife and take an hour, you know, plus to prep. My phone's on me. I'm prepping all the time, as I know you do. And I set aside time the night before, and I prep in the morning. I think of things to do, think of ideas, look at things, always prepping. You always prep. Like, this is what it is. Had an idea for this time slot. And then I think to myself, I'm downtown yesterday. We're visiting my stepson. I'm with my wife. I'm with my 10-year-old daughter, and I'm with my mother-in-law. And it hits me because I don't know why. This is just the way my brain works. It hits me, and I take a picture, and I post it to our social, specifically Jen and Tim Show on Facebook. And I don't know why I do this. I don't know why this crossed my mind. I have no idea. I didn't plan for it to be a thing. I didn't plan to talk about it. I planned for it to be one-off on our socials and let it go. It is just impossible to do now with the reaction for the picture.
I was stunned. First of all, I didn't know you were posting, because each of us have access to the Facebook page. We post whatever. So I saw this pop up last night, and I saw the question, and I was like, absolutely not to this question. Then I realized I was looking at our own page. I'm like, oh, Tim must have posted this. Then I look, we have over 100 comments, and the most stunning comments of what's happened to people that have said yes to this question.
Yeah, I walked in this morning. I said, Jen, I don't know if you saw this, because I didn't realize how many comments there were. I don't know if you noticed this, but I posted this picture on our social. She said, I had to comment. I saw it and I had to comment.
Yeah.
So it is officially the great debate. If you know, you know. If you want to get a head start, Jen and Tim Show specifically on Facebook, the great debate. It's the great debate. It's the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We were walking through Playhouse Square, walking to visit my son-in-law, or my stepson, excuse me. And on the sidewalk there's that one of those, you know, the grates that you can see through. My mother-in-law walks around it. My wife walks around it. My 10-year-old daughter, Izzy, walks around it. I walk right over the thing. I walk around. And they freaked out. Why are you walking over this? There's a sidewalk to the left. Why would you do that?
Yeah, why would you? I have the same question. Why would you walk right over that?
So I think to myself, well, the thing's locked, whatever. I just walked right over it. So that made me think, I'm just going to take a picture of the grate. That's what I'm going to do. Would you walk over this? Yes or no? That's all I posted on the Jen and Tim Show on Facebook. That's all I did. And then it became low-key viral.
Everybody was saying, like, so many people saying, no, they wouldn't walk over it. Kelly says, I avoid them whenever possible. Laura says, I avoid those in grates at all times. Michelle, who has the best comment, only if I have to, but no by choice. What if I fall? What if it falls in? What if some sort of hand or tentacle reaches up from its depths? Someone said it lives down there. I mean,
I get that. And once again, is it the wisest move? It's not the wisest. I understand you want to move around that. And there's a lot of no's. Is a tentacle going to come out from the depths?
Who knows?
The tentacle is not going to.
You don't
come
know
up
what's down there.
Does it fall? Is somebody going to fall through the grate?
Yes. Based on these comments, many people have fallen through these grates, and these are we're laughing about the tentacles and stuff. These are serious injuries.
You go through, and this is where the great debate continues. And I was not expecting these next comments. You can certainly get in 216-343-1021. But what you're going to hear in 3 minutes, I bet you won't expect it either. I know I didn't. That is next. Would you walk over a grate there on the sidewalk? Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, yes or no? Simple question.
Comfortably did.
I did. Really didn't think about it. And it just, everybody is, you know, only so wide. But the three of the four of us were walking to the left. I said, oh, okay, I'll just walk over this thing. Took a picture, posted it, and it started the great debate.
Yeah, many people saying they wouldn't walk over it. And there were a few, jokes, are there tentacles down there? Something's going to grab me, blah, blah, blah. But then people really have been seriously injured. Betsy posted under this photo and said, no, I wouldn't walk over it. I know someone who lost his eye because one of those collapsed when he walked on it.
I cannot believe this. I did not expect these stories to come through.
Very hardcore injury. And when you look, and there's hundreds of comments here, when you look through them, and again, there are the jokes, monsters are there, this and that. Many people are reporting injuries. Fanny says, no, I know a lady that fell into one of those. So, like, we joke. This is for real. People have fallen into these grates.
I'm just thinking that it was one of those, I'm just trying to think of, like, an analogy. Like, if you've been to, you know, the CN Tower in Toronto, and they have the, it's like that mind over matter where you have this clear floor and you step on it, you think to myself, oh no, like, I think it's
terrifying.
Like a nervous type of thing to go over it, as opposed to, oh, I don't know, the thing collapses when you're on top of it.
But
and we're
happens.
Getting these stories. This is the case. We have like top fan Hannah says, there is no way. I actually fell into a sewer and I avoid all the grates and all these weird things on the ground. I would never do that. I didn't expect any of that.
Well, now you can't walk over sewers either.
I'm not doing it. I have to stand on the ground. I'm never going to do that again.
I just think, I can't believe you just so freely walked. I would do the exact same thing that your mother-in-law and wife and daughter did. Like, why would you walk on that? Well, just, you could avoid it.
That was the last time. Sorry, that was, according to these comments.
The Ohio Senate has proposed to tap into the state's unclaimed funds to provide $600 million for the Cleveland Browns Dome Stadium in Brook Park. It would come from the state's $3.7 billion in unclaimed funds repaid after 16 years.
Don't you wish you could just find that somewhere?
That money?
Like, oh, wow. Nate had an account with unclaimed funds.
$600 million. Here you go.
Wouldn't that be nice?
We'll just dip into that $3.7 billion.
I'm going to do this. Oh, wow. I forgot about those unclaimed funds.
That would be amazing. Yes.
Well, how did you pay for your vacation? Well, just turns out we had some unclaimed funds.
Can we imagine, look for
what
those?
Would you do? What would you do with your unclaimed funds?
Would you build a dome?
I wouldn't have that amount of unclaimed funds.
No, I would not. Mine would be like $20.
I was like, I went to Aldi with my unclaimed
funds. Yeah, right.
I decided to go with the fruit and veggies that weren't on sale.
For sure.
You know what? I'm getting the eggs. Give it a big pack.
We're splurging, honey. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.